Friday, 30 October 15, broadcast of Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are so glad you're tuned to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We have been looking from the scriptures and from this pamphlet by David Brown entitled The Dark Side of Halloween. I hope you'll listen to the broadcast. I want you to have an open heart to the things of the Lord. I want you to see that, yes, Halloween is a religious day. Now, you know, a lot of public schools say that they don't celebrate any religious days anymore, but only Valentine's Day and Halloween. Well, you couldn't have a more religious day if you tried than the day of Halloween. I didn't say Christian now. I said it's a religious day, and it is certainly a day for the religions of darkness. Father, bless us with thy word. We plead the name and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ as we come to thee today. Lord, open hearts, open eyes, and may lives be salvaged through thy word. Through the power of the blessed Holy Spirit of God, you said, I have set before thee life and death. Choose life that thou mayest live. Oh, may we choose life. May we choose Christ, I pray. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we are so thankful thou art the Lord of life and light, and we know that the devil is the master of darkness. We choose thee, dear Lord. Oh, thank you for the wonderful privilege to do so. I'd like for you, if you have time, to take your Bibles and turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we'll begin reading in verse 20 through verse 23. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 20 through 23. Paul, writing to the church at Corinth by the inspiration of the Spirit of God, writes, But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Again, but I say unto you, the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. And then this matter, that you can't be on both sides. You can't be on the Lord's side and on the devil's side. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. Well, I'll assure you this. Halloween has nothing to do with the Lord and has everything to do with the devil and darkness. Now, we have looked at some of the heroes of Halloween, but let's back up a little bit and look at some of the history of Halloween. Halloween is a religious day, but it is not a Christian day. Tom Sanguinet, former high priest in the Celtic tradition of Wicca, that's witchcraft, said, quote, The modern holiday we call Halloween has its origins in the full moon closest to November the 1st, the witch's New Year. It was a time when the spirits, that's demons, were supposed to be at their peak power and revisiting the earth planet. He went on to say, quote, Halloween is purely and absolutely evil. Now again, who is this speaking? This is a man who had been one of the high priests of the Wiccan religion. Halloween is purely and absolutely evil. There is nothing we can ever have or will do that would make it acceptable to the Lord Jesus. Isn't that powerful? What a statement to be coming from a man who had been a victim of the darkness. God saved him, and now he makes this great statement, Halloween is purely and absolutely evil. There is nothing we ever have or will do that would make it acceptable to the Lord Jesus. What is the man talking about, you might be asking yourself. Let me explain. The origin of Halloween is the Celtic festival of Samhain, Lord of Death and evil spirits. Long before Christ, at least 2,000 years, Druids in Britain, Ireland, Scotland, France, Germany, and other Celtic countries observed the end of summer by making sacrifices to Samhain. The Celts considered November 1st as being the day of death because the leaves were falling. It was getting darker sooner, and temperatures were dropping. They believed that Muc Alla, Their sun god was losing strength, and Solwayn, Lord of Death, was overpowering him. Further, they believed that on October the 31st, Solwayn assembled the spirits of all who had died during the previous year. These spirits had been confined to inhabit animals' bodies for the past year as punishment for their evil deeds. They were allowed to return to their former home to visit the living on the eve, October 31st, of the Feast of Solwayn. Druid priests led the people in diabolical worship ceremonies in which horses, cats, black sheep, oxen, human beings, and other offerings were rounded up, stuffed into wicker cages, and burned to death. This was done to appease Solwayn and keep spirits from harming them. It is clear to see that Halloween has always been a celebration of death, which brings me to my next point. How were these sacrifices obtained? Druid priests and people would go from house to house asking for fatted calves, black sheep, and human beings. Those who gave were promised prosperity, and those who refused to give were cursed and threatened. In addition, it was likely that all the wandering spirits would get hungry. If you set out a treat for them, they would not trick or curse you. Hence, we have the origin of trick or treat. Trick or treat is a reenactment of the Druid practices. This candy has replaced the human sacrifices of old, but it is still an appeasement of those deceptive evil spirits. The traditional response to those who do not treat is to have a trick played on them. When you give out Halloween candy, you are, in essence, providing a sacrifice to false gods. You are participating in idolatry, says former High Priest of Wicca, Tom Sanguinet. This is not something some independent Baptist preacher says. This is what a man said who had been the former High Priest of Wicca by the name of Tom Sanguinet. And for those of you just joining in, let me remind you that this brochure is available free of charge. We would appreciate you sending a stamped addressed envelope. Our address will be given at the end of the broadcast. Let me continue. Did you know that the jack-o'-lantern has its origin with these pagan practices? In the book Occult Conceit, the author says on page 190, quote, "The candlelit pumpkin or skull served as a signal to mark those farms and homes that were sympathetic to the Satanist and thus deserving of mercy when the terror, brackets trick-or-treat, of the night began." Further, an old edition of the World Book Encyclopedia says, quote, "The apparently harmless lighted pumpkin face of jack-o'-lantern is an ancient symbol of a damned soul," end quote. Isn't that sad? And how many people, in their ignorance, thinking they're only doing some little harmless thing, have hung up, and I'm speaking about the jack-o'-lantern, the symbol of a damned soul. I've got to hurry. What about costumes? They originated with these terrible druid death rites also. As people and animals were screeching in agony while being burned to death, the observers would dress in costumes made of animal skins and heads. They would dance, chant, and jump through the flames in hope of warding off the evil spirit. It is obvious that Halloween is a pagan day rooted in the worst kind of pagan rituals and worship. The Bible urges Christians, quote, "to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness," end quote. You say, and I can understand this as a parent, a grandparent, but my children want to do something. Why not claim Romans 12:21? "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." I don't think it's a night to dress up in costume, not even angel costumes, but it is a night to get your young people together, give them the truth of the Word of God, let them have a night of enjoyment, but in no wise associated with Halloween or anything that could be even associated with it. The Bible says that we're not only to avoid evil, but we're to avoid even the very appearance of evil. There's much more in this tract that I've been sharing with you. Again, we offer them to you without charge. If you will write to us or contact us, if you can send us a stamped self-addressed envelope, we would appreciate it. Our address will be given at the close of the broadcast. Father, bless us now. May we love thee and stand for the truth and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Lord bless you and make you a blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.